WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
In hour number two of the program here on Fun Friday. And our Fun Friday question is, who's your favorite local band musician of all time? I asked that question because one of my favorites, Grace Morrison, is going to be here in the next hour. We're going to talk about her new single and her new album. And also, we have a pretty thriving music scene. We've had a pretty thriving music scene here on the South Coast for a long time now, but especially now where, you know, it's become easier for people to make music on their own. They don't have to go book studio time. They don't need to hire producers. People have the technology now in their laptops, even in their phones, to be able to make music. Now, it's not the same as having somebody with you that can kind of guide you and be that creative partner in it, but we are seeing more and more of it. Now, back in the early 2000s, actually, might have even started in the late 90s. I forget when I exactly started. I think it was the early 2000s. I used to write a column for the Standard Times in the Coastin section on Thursdays called Soundings. And it was where I would write about local musicians. Now, I never went out and saw local musicians. I didn't have the time. I worked early in the morning at the diner and then worked at night at the Standard Times. And by the time I got done with my shift around 11 o'clock, sometimes midnight, it was just go home and go to bed so I can get up at 4 a.m. the next day to go flip eggs. So I didn't really go out and participate in the nightlife and see these musicians. But what would happen is, they would send in CDs, and then I would review the CDs. And I would sometimes, depending on, you know, what I wanted to write about, I would reach out to the artist and interview the artist. But there was a pretty good amount of musicians trying to get their name out there back then, and it's only grown, I think. And the venues have changed because no longer do you need to have a big stage setup area in your bar or restaurant to have someone come and perform. They're coming in with much smaller setups now. So they just need a corner and a chair, and that's usually enough. So if you're a fan of music, there's a lot of opportunity to go out there and hear live music. Now, sometimes you say, oh, man, if I had known there was somebody performing here tonight, we would have gone somewhere else so that we can have a conversation. But for the most part, I think people around here are very supportive of the arts and very supportive of our local music scene. So who were some of your favorites over the years? There was a band, I had mentioned Thought Junkie. I was turned on to them by a coworker of mine who his sister dated somebody in the band. So that's how I kind of learned about them. But I thought they were great. We listened to them all the time while we were working. And now you can get, they've taken their album, put it out on vinyl. You can get it over at Purchase Street Records. Because Mike Golars from Thought Junkie is now the lead singer of All Sinners, which you can also get at Purchase Street Records. But when I was younger, my aunt worked with someone who was in a band. She worked in a nursing home. She was the housekeeper in a nursing home. And I believe this guy, his name was Frank. And I believe he worked in the kitchen. But he had a band called Tria. T-R-I-A. And she used to bring me their tapes. You know, their bootleg, stuff they were copying themselves and selling out of the trunk of their car. But she would give me tapes of them, and I thought they were great. And then one day I remember turning on WBCN, and they had their local music show, and I heard Tria on the radio, and I was like, oh my God, I know these guys, kind of. Now, people just go on SoundCloud and YouTube and all of that. 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I'd like to bring to your attention a local young man. He goes under the stage name of Thomas Thunder. And, oh. Yes, Thomas Thunder.
Okay.
That's not his last name, but that's his stage name. And he's a drummer, but he's also a composer and has been composing since he was around 12 years old. Caught the eye of Ron Bumblefoot, and Tony Franklin has composed some songs with Dream Theater, and he's about 3 minutes from your station. He lives in Fairhaven, is now finishing his sophomore year at Berklee College of Music. He was accepted when he was around 15 for courses online. He's very talented, composed several different songs, and we have a lot of talent from this area that sometimes is not shown up, or not advertised. But Thomas is one of our local professional young drummers who also has a band of his own and is finishing his sophomore year at Berklee College of Music with a 4.0. So look him up, Thomas Thunder.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd love to have him on the show and love to feature him in a story.
Okay. If you Google him, you'll get more information, and I'll see what I can do to get a home phone and see if he can contact you or his mom can contact you.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Started his music journey when he was around 5. So it's been quite an adventure. But thank you for taking my call and for listening.
And thank you for sharing. That's great.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. So, yeah, definitely would love to feature Thomas Thunder. And, especially some of the names that she was saying he's worked with, fantastic musicians. And listen, that's the thing. We've got so much talent that has come out of here that has not only been great on their own, but has caught the eye of others as well. I mean, think of Quinn Sullivan, right? And what he's been able to do. Another guy who started off very young. I remember years ago, they had something called New Bedford Idol, right around, when American Idol was first on the scene. They had something called New Bedford Idol, and Pete Braley was here at the time, and he was supposed to be one of the judges, and they had another judge who had backed out, and Pete called me and said, can you be a judge? And I said, sure, I like music. And so I went and did this whole thing where I watched everybody perform, and he was one of the performers, Quinn Sullivan, and I think it was like 6 or 7 at the time, playing Beatles songs. And I was like, oh my God, this kid is amazing. And I think he was the winner. But obviously, of course, he's gone on to great success. But caught the attention of, national musicians. You don't get to play with Buddy Guy if you're a slouch. You got to be really, really good to keep up with one of the greatest of all time. And there's been so many folks from around here who have, been in backing bands for bigger artists that, they might not, their names might not be in the headlines, but they've had long careers and done world tours and been on albums and all that kind of stuff. I recently found out, if you know Crystal, I can't pronounce her last name properly, but she's been in Billy Joel's band forever. She does the percussion and some backup vocals. You know, she's been front. I think he does a thing in concert where he spotlights her and she gets to sing it, gets to be lead vocals on a song. I don't know. I've never had the chance to see Billy Joel live. I always say every tour, this is the year I'm going to go. And then I was going to go to the Madison Square Garden residency and I just never gone. But I found out recently she was born. And I reached out to her. We're trying to work it out for her to come on the show at some point and, you know, have some fun with us. But so I said, so you're born. And she was, as I suspected, born on Otis Air Force Base. So I guess her dad was in the Air Force and she was born on the base and lived all over. But we can kind of claim her as one of our own, right? So there's a lot of folks, like I said, who, you know, you might not know their names, but they've had long careers and you watch music videos and concert footage and there they are. But that's today's Fun Friday question. Who are some of your favorite local musicians currently or of the past? I was mentioning Tria. And I don't know what happened to them. I've tried looking them up over the years. What's funny is there was another local band, Bane, a hardcore band, Bane, which is one of the legendary hardcore bands, but their drummer, Bobby, I got to know him. I worked with him at my last cooking job. That was kind of his day job, was he was a cook with me. And he also dated a friend of mine. And so his last name was Mahoney. And I was like, you can't be related to the Mahoneys from Tria, right? Bobby and that was Billy and Frank Mahoney. And he's like, no, I don't think so. I was like, well, because that would have been really cool because I've been trying to find these guys forever and I don't know what's going on. Haven't heard from that band. But I guess... And I used to get teased, by the way, from my friends in school because I liked those local bands. They'd be like, those guys, they're not on anything. They're not on TV. Meanwhile, they're going out and seeing, you know, all these other local bands before they hit it big. Right? Mighty Mighty Bosstones. Everybody used to go see them before they broke through with the impression that I get. How many people went and saw Dropkick Murphys back in the day before they became something bigger? So everybody starts somewhere. 508-996-0500. Dave puts in a vote for the McCarthy Richards Band. Let me check the app chat, see if we've gotten any app chat messages. Nope, just the Stunners was the only one that was mentioned so far. But I think, you know, if you start dwelling on it and start thinking about it, you realize we've had so many. We've had an embarrassment of talent on the local music scene. My parents, who, when I was a kid, never went out and did anything. Never went anywhere. Like, they were home every night with us. We were all watching TV. And then we'd go to bed at like 9, they'd go to bed at 10. They might stay up and watch a movie or something, but they never went out. They never went anywhere and did anything. And then when all of us kids were older and teenagers and we're all leaving the house, then they started going out and they would follow along this local band, the Moonlighters. And they would show up at some of their shows and, you know, have a good time. And I was like, well, look at mom and dad getting out. Like as if they're, you know, senior citizens when I was younger. They're 20 years older than me. So it's not like they're that old. But I was like, look at you guys, teenagers again, going out to see the band. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay. This is an oldie. Bobby Green and Coleus.
Oh, what type of music was that?
Jazz.
And that was New Bedford area or larger area?
Nope, New Bedford.
Oh, okay. What time period might we be talking about?
I'm 80.
So probably like 60s, maybe?
More than that. Maybe early 70s, 75.
Okay.
Yeah. They were real good.
And did they get national attention, or were they just kind of on the local scene?
The local scene.
All right. Well, I'll have to see if I can find anything on them.
Yeah. They were really, it was jazz. But they were pretty popular.
Well, I'll ask Barry, because Barry's a huge jazz fan. So if anybody would, maybe he has a recording or something I can check out.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
And let's take another call here before we got to take a break. Good morning. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Give me trouble.
Good morning. Your finger trouble again, huh?
It was the phone wouldn't click over. I had to press it like four times.
Oh, my goodness. That was happening a lot a couple of weeks ago. I think it was happening to Barry. No, it was Chris. It was funny, though. When I was most of the time when I was nursing, I was working the second and third shift. So I never got to see, any bands or anything. And by the time I got away from that type of nursing and whatnot, I was doing regular jobs, but everything became karaoke. So I had the free time in the evening, but like karaoke became big. So I missed out on all that stuff. But I have to say, since I moved here, New Bedford does. They source so many bands in so many places, and I can't, pick out one name for you. Sorry. But, yes, I think New Bedford is just a mecca for music. I really enjoy it here, living here for that reason alone. And it's not expensive. And, like, on the car show, there was this band, a group. They were on the back, like a block over from where you were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a dead end street, and they had their stage set up. They were such great singers. Oh, my stars. They were really good. Wicked good. I wish I could remember their name, but maybe somebody will know who they were.
Well, I mean, every year they have great entertainment down there. I don't get to see too much of it because I'm at the table the whole time, but you can hear it. And it's, they're always fantastic. Although my one complaint about the music on 50s night is I'm of the belief and I'm of the mindset that those bands should be playing 50s music.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm very strict in my playlist here at WBSM for 50s night. I think they should be strict about what they play.
You are. You stay true to it, which is awesome. And the only band that I can remember that became big was the Cars. I went and saw them at the Brockton College, and they were really good. And I said, oh, they're really great, but I don't think they're going to go far. Sure enough, 2 weeks later, they were being played constantly at a Boston radio station. And look at them, you know what I mean? They went on to be legendary. They just, so that's my little share. And I got one question for you that's off category. So the movie, what is it called? The movie theme they're doing downtown?
The one that they were showing, the Noir Nights series, at the art museum.
Art museum, okay, the museum. I wasn't sure if it was the Whalen and this and that. I could have called that.
So it's the art museum, but I don't think you can buy tickets just to go see that movie. It was part of a 5-movie package that was like $125 for the package.
And it's 5 movies throughout, but
they already played 2 or 3 of the movies in the series already. So I don't know if there's like a discounted version available if you're just going to go to what's left. I have no idea.
Okay, cool.
I'd say just, call the art museum and ask them. They'd be able to tell you.
Yep, I will do that. I knew you'd have the answer for me.
I mean, wasn't a good answer,
have a great
weekend. All right, you as well.
All right, everybody have a skitty woo of a weekend.
And you too.
Bye.
All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments, and we'll have the news with Mike. And now the news with Mike Roberts.
A deadly helicopter crash in the Hudson River, Alex Jones losing an appeal, and a game show legal battle underway.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Florida's top agriculture official is sounding the alarm for what could be an especially dangerous wildfire season. Wilton Simpson says that while conditions are dry in central Florida, they're extremely dry in the south and southwest parts of the state.
We will fight another 1,500 to 2,000 fires between now and the end of fire season. A lot of those fires are started by Mother Nature with lightning, but most of the fires are by arson or backyard fires that get away from us.
Officials are confirming six people have died after a helicopter crashed into the Hudson River in New York City. Mayor Eric Adams spoke out after the tragedy.
We're praying for the families and our gratitude to the rescuers and the courage that was displayed and their dedication.
The bodies of three adults and three children pulled from the water on the New Jersey side after the helicopter went down Thursday afternoon. Witnesses say the chopper broke apart before it went down and overturned. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said in a statement she's joining all New Yorkers in praying for those who were lost. The Connecticut Supreme Court refusing to hear an appeal filed by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones of the judgment of $1.4 billion against him. Michael Kastner reports.
A judge and jury awarded the money to the families of the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre victims after the internet host repeatedly called the killings a hoax and the families paid actors. The state's high court did not give a reason for the decision not to hear the case, which means Jones is out of appeals in Connecticut. Jones owes tens of millions of dollars more in a similar judgment against him in Texas.
No injuries being reported after two planes clipped wings at Reagan National Airport. The incident comes just under 3 months after the deadly crash between a military helicopter and an American Airlines flight approaching Reagan. The air traffic control system has become a focal point of President Trump since the crash in January. Officials announcing more Olympic and Paralympic events for the 2028 Los Angeles Games.
The International Olympic Committee says there will be 351 medal events at the LA 2028 Games, 22 more than were held at the 2024 Paris Games. The IOC also announcing the comeback of sports like baseball and softball, cricket, flag football, lacrosse, and squash. LA 2028 expected to be the third largest games behind Tokyo 2020 and Rio 2016. I'm Jim Roop.
A Utah man is dead after accidentally driving his wheelchair into a pool. The drowning happened Monday afternoon in St. George, and the man was also legally blind. Officials added he was new to using a wheelchair and had other medical issues. His identity has not been released. An investigation into his death is underway. Over 300 student visas are being revoked by the Trump administration as it cracks down on immigration. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said it's a privilege to go to school in the U.S.
If you come to this country as a student, we expect you to go to class and study and get a degree. If you come here to, like, vandalize a library, take over a campus, and do all kinds of crazy things, you know, we're going to get rid of these people.
Some international students have seen their visas taken away for allegedly supporting terrorist organizations. Others have had theirs reportedly revoked for things like traffic violations. It comes as colleges watch immigration databases to see if students are still allowed to be in the U.S. Last month, Rubio said a couple hundred visas were revoked and more would be happening every day. Congress is passing the so-called SAVE Act, which seeks to make sure only citizens can vote in elections. It's being pushed by Congressman Chip Roy.
There are people who have been indicted for voting illegally. We know that there are voter rolls with massive numbers of people who are illegally present in the United States.
The Texas Republican says some states give driver's licenses to those who cross the border illegally and are awaiting their court date. That's why he wants a higher standard when it comes to registering to vote. Democrats blasting that plan, saying that it disenfranchises those who cannot find a birth certificate. Sony will keep the distribution rights for popular game shows Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune for now. A Los Angeles Superior Court judge granted a preliminary injunction in a case involving Sony Pictures Television and CBS. The injunction prevents CBS from blocking Sony from distributing the shows. The court ruled Sony was allowed to terminate its deals with CBS and take over distribution after filing a breach of contract suit against the network. CBS plans to appeal that decision.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox came back from behind in the bottom of the 10th to beat the Blue Jays 4-3 last night. Sox traveled to Chicago to take on the White Sox tonight at 7:40. Bruins lost to the Chicago Blackhawks 5-2. They head to Pittsburgh on Sunday. And the Celtics will host the Charlotte Hornets at the Garden tonight.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
This afternoon stays pretty gray and a bit breezy, but not as wet, so at least you got that going for you. That said, it's still going to be chilly with high temperatures only in the upper 40s, about 10 degrees below average for this time of year. If you have any late night, date night plans, make sure you have the umbrella on hand as well, as rain's going to move back in tonight and then linger into a soggy Saturday. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
Little Friday on My Mind there by the Easy Beats, all the way back from 1966. The Easy Beats out of Australia. Not a local band, but that is our fun Friday question of the day. Local bands and musicians that were some of your favorites. And we got an app chat message from Meg, who says, a Wilhelm Scream, who I actually got to see for the first time last year at the RPRC Fest that they had at Madera Field. I looked to see if they're going to do another one of those this year, but I haven't seen anything about it. They haven't really posted anything on the Facebook page for that Railroad Park Recording Company since last December. And so I don't know. I hope that they put it on. That was a fun event. TSY says, I played the music out of Bob Bramwell's motorhome, Cuz's Car Club, on 50s night. And he says, I mixed it up with the Stones and the Monkees, but people enjoyed it. Yeah, I know, I get it. But I like to be a 50s night purist when I put together the playlist here for the WBSM broadcast, which we'll continue to do as long as there's a 50s night. 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Local bands. There are so many local bands that no one would ever really recognize around this area, because I think they like it that way. They're so down to earth. They're like, yeah, we did our thing. Two bands come to mind. Beyond the Embrace. They toured the world for years. They were on Metal Blade Records. And another one is, what are they going by now? Wilhelm Scream.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one. They toured for a year. I think it was on the Warped Tour. Like Extreme Sports Tour or whatever. But yeah, they toured for years. And the thing that I loved about, especially a Wilhelm Scream, is you'd watch, and they're all over YouTube. But they could be doing a show at some club in Germany, and they would say, Nuno Pereira, you'd say, yeah, we're from New Bedford, Massachusetts. And do you remember that? That used to bug the heck out of me when bands they'd say, yeah, we're from Boston.
Right, yeah.
We're from, you know what I mean? Wherever they would pick the nearest cooler town to say that they were from. You know, like the Pixies will never say they're from here. They'll say they're from Boston. You know what I mean? But yeah. Wilhelm Scream and Beyond the Embrace. Great, great bands.
And that's the thing, is like you said, they're down to earth people. And, you know, a lot of the bands, they had their run maybe, you know, 15, 20 years ago. And they're still out there doing it. And, you know, now you're just seeing them at their day jobs. And you walk in and, you know, right. there's So it's funny,
you mentioned Down to Earth. Funny thing about Beyond the Embrace, a lead singer, Sean of Beyond the Embrace, he worked for the Down to Earth Organic Foods for years. It's kind of funny. And I don't know if Nuno was still over at No Probs, but he was always known to be working at the desk. Like, he'd get off a world tour and go over to No Probs and work the front counter. It was very cool.
And, you know, and again, you could see them headlining a show in Germany the next week. So you never know with, especially because a lot of these bands.
There's so many good bands that they don't care so much about being famous. They're doing what they love.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think that's the most important thing personally, is to do what, follow your thing. Don't do it for the money. Yeah, the money is important, but you're doing what you love.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the call.
Hey, Trump is still your president.
That is true.
Have a good day.
Take it easy. All right. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are
I'm
you?
Pretty sure Wilhelm Scream still goes to Europe maybe every year almost. I could be wrong with that. My son's good friends with Bruno.
Yeah, they were talking about it. They were talking about it last year on stage about, you know, still being out there and touring. And, you know, just because, you know, a type of music might not be popular here anymore in Europe or in Japan, the American acts just continue to sell crazy records and sell out shows.
Right. Also, on another note, like some people may say, bands may say they're from Boston as opposed to saying they're from New Bedford or whatever. Nobody knows New Bedford, or not a lot of people know New Bedford, but they do know Boston. And that could be one reason why people do that. But not that New Bedford doesn't have its fair share of shame to go around to be related to. I can understand why some people may not. And especially back in the 80s when Big Dan's rape case, that rape case was all over the news. Nobody wants to be from New Bedford.
Right, yeah.
Nobody at all, you know. And I honestly, I couldn't blame people for feeling that way, too. And not that it actually solved any issues, but it had a bad stain about it. But to say that you were from there, not be afraid or ashamed, I think that was awesome, too, as well. That's my story for the day, Tim, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, you have a good weekend.
Take care.
And, you know, it reminds me of, a lot of Wareham people took issue with Gina Davis because when people would talk about where she was from, she would say she was from Cape Cod. You know, she wouldn't say she was from Wareham. And again, to the caller's point, it's a reference point. It's an easier to explain reference point. Like if you said, oh, I'm from Wareham, Massachusetts, people are like, oh, where's that? Oh, and then you have to like kind of explain. But if you say I'm from Cape Cod, people know what Cape Cod is. So sometimes it is an easy reference point. But sometimes it is a matter of, you know, you're trying to align yourself with the cultural movement of a place, too. So, you know, if you're from New Bedford or from Fall River or something, but you refer to yourself as a Boston band, you know, there's street cred associated with being, oh, you came up in Boston? Because they probably did. You know, they played shows there, and that's where they, or Providence, and that's where they got their feet wet. Performing in front of larger crowds. So, you know, you come up in that scene and people like, so a lot of the Boston comedians of the 70s and 80s and into the 90s, they weren't from Boston, but they came to go to school in Boston. They stuck around in Boston. They cut their comedy teeth in Boston and then became famous. So they're considered a Boston comedian, but they don't have to be from here to be part of that. Like, look at the Cars. The Cars are considered a quintessential Boston band. None of them are from Boston. So you've got, I think you've got a lot of, not even from around here. So you've got a lot of some of that, what's the word I'm looking for? Not appropriation, but kind of, you become it by osmosis. So 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here. When we come back, we can take more of your calls. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Grace Morrison will be with us for a little bit. We'll talk about her new song. We'll play her new song. And we'll talk about her new album as well. And I'm going to keep asking my fun Friday question, favorite local musicians or bands. We'll take a break and be right back. Well, it is going to be a wet and rainy weekend. So maybe you're thinking, well, it's a good weekend to get caught up with the laundry. Take it down to Dash Laundromat, One State Road in Dartmouth, because when you use the machines at Dash Laundromat, first of all, they're brand new machines. They're clean. They're efficient. They get the job done and cost you less quarters. But you use the Speed Queen app, and then you're earning rewards back as you're doing your laundry. So when you put the wash in, you're earning rewards back that can help pay for drying the clothes afterward. And while you're there, they've got free Wi-Fi. They've got a charging station for your devices. They've got TVs with Disney Plus for the kids or for you, you know, if you want to watch that too, that's fine. Music playing. They have a good time in there. It's not just a laundromat. It's an experience. So stop by Dash and do your laundry there, One State Road in Dartmouth. But if you don't want to do your laundry yourself, have them do it for you. Their wash and dry service. They have wash, dry, you fold, or wash, dry, they fold. They can do it either way for you. They have next day service. They have, even when you don't get the next day service, you still get it back within a couple of days, super quick. And they're very helpful there. You can also sign up for their subscription service where they'll come every week, pick up your clothes, wash, dry, fold them, and bring them back to you. It's that easy to get your laundry done with Dash. Go to dashlaundromat.com to find out more or stop by and see them at One State Road in Dartmouth and coming soon to the south end of New Bedford, right across from Kilburn Mill. All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Our Fun Friday question is favorite local musicians or bands. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm going to say Wilhelm Scream.
Yeah?
That's my nephew, Trevor. Mm-hmm. And then my younger brother Jim's band was Immortal Alice. And then my older brother Joe was a Lads. And he's Trevor's father.
So there, you've got quite the musical family.
Yeah, except for me. There you go. I used to be there cheering them on. That's it.
Well, that's important, too. That's just as important as being up there on the stage.
And having my drink at the bar, yes. Okay.
All right.
All right, you have a good day.
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And we got an app chat message from Sketty, who puts in a vote for Ken Pittman and Living on a Bad Name. They are fantastic. Yeah. The last time I saw them was when they did the fundraiser event at the Vault for Chris McCarthy when he was still out sick. And that was a phenomenal show. They're very good. And I'm sure they'll be getting back to it as soon as Ken is up and healthy. It's great to have him back on Saturdays after months of being away. And he'll be back tomorrow with a new edition of the Ken Pittman Show. And don't forget, too, May 3rd, that's going to be when the new Saturday lineup debuts. We'll have the Paul Santos Show 7 to 9. We'll have the Ken Pittman Show 9 to noon, as it is now. We'll have Money Matters with Jose Matos at noon. And then Brian's Beat moves to 1 p.m. And Brian will be on for 3 hours. So he'll be on from 1 to 4 every Saturday. Per his request, we wanted to give him more time, but he also wanted to not have to get up so early too. So that'll be the new Saturday lineup starting May 3rd, right here on WBSM. All right, let me get my final break out of the way, and we'll be back in a few moments. All right, it's Friday, and I'm in love. I'm in love with Friday because it means it's the end of the week for me. But we're gonna have Grace Morrison coming up in the next hour. And that's why we're asking the Fun Friday question, favorite local bands or musicians? Jesse says Neil McCarthy. We got Dave, who says one of the best guitar players I've ever seen is Young Neil from Young Neil and the Vipers out of Providence. People say that he was a Stevie Ray Vaughan ripoff, but he was playing that style long before Stevie Ray Vaughan made it big. And I'll tell you one thing, too. The next generation of musicians could be on a school bus right now, and you could be the one getting them to school every day and helping foster their education. If you want to get a job as a bus driver, a bus monitor, or a van driver, Tremblay Bus Company is hiring. Just go to tbcbus.com to find out more information. TBC Bus for Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com. Even if you don't have a CDL, don't worry.